chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table with me Jimmy Rialli, executive chef from the Carolina Crossroads at the Carolina Inn. Well, you know, I've seen a lot of you the last couple of days, haven't I?
That's right, and I'm happy for that.
I'm happy to see you again, too. I always like having good, handsome men around the table, especially ones that cook for me. So, first of all, it's been a while since you were here. Well, not that long. You were here for the
Chatham County Chef Challenge.
Yes, and I was just asking you who won, and you said they didn't really ever name a winner because everybody's a winner.
That's right. We're all winners.
Yes. Well, that's a good way to look at what we're doing in Chapel Hill, isn't it?
That's right.
And in the area.
That's right.
So I was lucky enough to be invited to your table at Carolina Crossroads last week for a sampling of the new fall menu. And what a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yeah, it was a great one. That's the second one we've done so far. What we're doing is we're basically introducing our new menu each season the day before it's brought out to the public. So we get to invite wonderful people like you to come out and kind of get a sneak peek of what I'm going to do for each new menu. So,
well, I want to talk about some of those dishes because
sure.
I found myself and y'all can read about this on my blog, Simmer to Sizzle, and I wrote about sitting at that table with making a bunch of new friends. And the dishes, when I sat down and looked at the menu, there were four appetizers.
Four apps and four entrees.
Four entrees and three desserts. And I was thinking, okay, we're going to get to pick. It never, ever occurred to me that we were going to get eight dishes.
But I was good and I went very small for the samples most part.
You are so teasing. You were not small. They were wonderful. And, you know, we'll talk about my favorite in a minute. I think you know which one that was. The dishes are now on the menu.
They are.
So let's talk about some of these new additions to the fall menu.
Sure. The soup I'm doing is a low country she crab, so it's more of a South Carolina dish, but I've run it on my prefix menu and gotten really great comments from it, and that's kind of how I base some of my new menus each season is what I put on the prefix menu, because I do a prefix that runs for 2 weeks. And I basically change it every 2 weeks. And at that point, I'm looking to see what I want to put on the next menu. And that's kind of a good venue.
It's
a trial to see who likes it and, you know, what kind of comments I get. So
it was lovely.
So the she crab's a big seller right now. Another big one that I'm doing that's going over really well is I'm doing a medjool date. That's a good one. Stuffing it, basically cutting it open, taking the pit out, using a dried medjool date, and then stuffing it with with some Val d'Ain blue cheese, which is this really beautiful, strong Spanish blue.
Perfect balance. I mean, you were saying that you'd had a little bit of, you tried some other blue cheeses and they didn't stand up to the sweetness.
I did. They wouldn't stand up. Yeah, to the date. And then once we stuff them, we're wrapping them in some prosciutto di Parma. So from there, we're popping it in the oven and getting it nice and warm in the middle and then serving that with lentil salad.
Those lentils were perfect. They were a little al dente, absolutely perfect.
Yeah,
now, the next one coming up, you know that was my favorite.
Which one?
The lamb sausage.
There were so many.
No.
Oh, the lamb sausage. That one's going over great.
I hope you put it on the breakfast menu.
Not quite yet.
Oh, come on.
But I'm working on it. The lamb sausage dish, I wanted to do something kind of a breakfast-type dish on the dinner menu.
Yeah.
And so what I've done is gotten some sausage in, or I'm sorry, some lamb in, ground it up, and then made a basically a sausage out of it with fennel and garlic and cumin and smoked paprika. Just put all these really wonderful flavors in it. And then from there, I'm sautéing it with a really nice sweet potato hash.
Oh, it was lovely.
And then there's a couple of kickers for that dish. One is once I sauté it and put it on the plate, we put a pink peppercorn 100% maple syrup over the top of that. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a little toasted pita, and I put this bacon jam on it, which is pretty deadly.
Deadly, and it gets even deadlier.
Yeah, and then from there, I put a nice Lotta Farm sunny side up egg right over the top of that. So it all just kind of, it's breakfast, but it's a little bit heavier than breakfast.
Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, and you get your potatoes, your sausage, your eggs, your bacon. It's all in one dish.
It was wonderful. Now, see, we spent so much time talking about that.
Yeah.
And I assume that this is going over real well.
It is. It is. Usually I have one item that kind of stands out. And, you know, granted, we've only been doing this menu. We're just into this fall menu for the most part. But I've got a lot of really even sellers right now, so which is good.
Okay, so y'all need to get out there and order my favorite, make it, like, chunk up the list.
That's right.
Is there another one? Is there another appetizer?
There's lots of good ones we're doing. I'm doing a
shrimp and grits. Is that on
the shrimp and grits is great.
Is that an appetizer or is
that's
an
app? Yeah, uh-huh. And I'm doing that with some Old Mill of Guilford stone ground grits. I'm using North Carolina shrimp in there, and the big one on that dish is I'm using a smoked bacon from Benton's, which is in the mountains of Tennessee, and they just put this really hard hickory smoke on their bacon, which it's like none other I've had, and it kind of just rounds the whole dish together. I'm making it with a lobster velouté, so it's nice and creamy, and it's a great fall dish.
It was wonderful, and I happen to be fall into that camp of I don't have a favorite shrimp and grits in town. I think it's like barbecue. There's room for all different kinds, and I don't compare them. I like them almost everywhere I have had them in town, and this was a really nice representation.
Good, thank you. I've since I've been back at the Inn, which has been going on 5 years now. This is the one that's going to stay on the menu. So,
well, we're going to have to go to break in a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk about entrees.
Sounds good.
You know, we can spend 8 minutes talking entrees.
Easy.
In the meantime, before we go, give us web address for Carolina Inn.
Sure. It's www.carolinainn.com. And then from there, you can go to dining and see everything you need to know.
Carolina Crossroads, pull up all the menus. Don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here today with my guest, Jimmy Riale, executive chef from Carolina Crossroads at the Carolina Inn. And if you listen to the first segment, you know he and I are on the same wavelength. We are talking about, we haven't talked about anything but food, really, right?
That's it so far.
So new fall menu is out, and I was lucky enough to taste some stuff. Listen, I'm calling it stuff. It was fabulous to have dinner and try some new items. Let's talk about about the entrees that are new on the menu.
Sure. One of the items that comes to mind is a sumac dusted salmon. And
lovely.
With this dish, I wanted to kind of bring in some of my Lebanese influence on this dish. So sumac comes from a berry, the sumac berry. It's a predominant
spice.
It's not poisonous. It won't hurt you. And it's a predominant ingredient in za'atar, which is used a lot in Lebanese cooking. And it has this wonderful lemony tart flavor to it, which goes really well with the salmon. So I'm grilling that and then serving it with a crab and couscous salad, which
that
is really nice.
That was really good. A nice balance with that.
Yeah, it's really nice. The other thing that kind of works really well together on that dish is I'm doing a shermola, which is more of a Moroccan-style spicy pepper sauce. So between that and then on the top, I'm doing this Greek yogurt with cucumbers and mint. So that kind of tones down some of that spiciness from the shermola. It goes really well with the crab, and it's just a... To me, that's my favorite dish on the menu right now. So,
and I remember, I guess we started that night with a vegetarian bolognese.
Bolognese, yeah, and I have Marie's bolognese on there, which is my mom.
That's Marie's.
And you've had the pleasure of meeting my wonderful mother.
I did.
I actually incorporate a lot of my mom's recipes in what I do today at the restaurant, and. It's mainly because a lot of it's stuff that I grew up eating and I enjoy eating, and it just kind of, I guess, comes natural in the kitchen. So.
One of the dishes, I think, wasn't there a dish that had some cilantro in it?
That was the salmon dish.
Okay, so you know, if you know me at all, you know that I am not a cilantro eater.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that it tastes like soap. I have to say, this is the first time I ever had cilantro and did not even kick back.
Really? Good.
So you used it in such a way that it fit right in with the dish. And it was very impressive for me because I've tried all different ways to actually like cilantro and been unsuccessful.
Well,
I'm glad
I was the one that got
slided
in under you.
Well, you were the one. You were the one,
and you couldn't notice it.
I knew that it was. I knew it was different.
It just wasn't predominant enough that it.
Well, I asked somebody. I said, "What am I tasting that is unusual to me?" And I realized it was unusual because I had never tasted it like that before. To me, I've always been like, "Yep, somebody put soap in here."
Well, you know what? I also snuck it in. To the falafels, that's also on that dish.
Okay, that little tiny
the
baby
little
falafel.
Mini falafels, yeah.
All right, so you also had a really beautiful duck.
Yeah, the duck, the duck dish that's on the menu really kind of exemplifies fall. I'm doing a nice pan-seared duck from Ashley Farms, using a butternut squash puree, and then a really nice butternut, or I'm sorry, wild mushroom bread pudding.
Was so good.
Yeah, that's really good.
I mean, who doesn't like bread pudding?
And then a savory bread pudding, and doing that with some escarole and some some carrots, and then this fig jus that kind of ties everything together. And like I said,
you must have fun in the kitchen.
I love to cook.
So one of my favorite dishes. Now, see, it's hard for me to say that because I really enjoyed them all. That pork ossobuco.
Oh, yeah, the pork ossobuco.
Oh, my gosh. It fell apart in your mouth.
Mm. That one, I always have the pork ossobuco, and it's I usually put it on my winter menu, but I don't know if I was just craving it or what, but I put it on the fall menu.
I'm glad you did.
And I'm doing it with a allspice whipped sweet potatoes, some Brussels sprouts, and then we've cured bacon in-house and did our own house-cured bacon. And that's coming from Farmhand Foods. Actually, the pork belly and the pork shanks for the ossobuco I'm getting from Farmhand Foods, which is a great local company where you don't always get it from the same farm, but they use a lot of different farms in the area, and it's all local and it's all great product. So
that brings a question up that I didn't realize that was a different bacon. You had mentioned the Benton's bacon earlier.
Yes.
So why change bacons?
I don't think that dish needs as much of a smoky hint to it as the shrimp and grits. Once when I made the shrimp and grits the first time before I put it on the menu, I did just use a regular smoked bacon, and I love smoky. We smoke our own barbecue, our own pork shoulder. So I really like that smoky flavor, and I thought with the grits and the shrimp and the lobster sauce, that kind of went well. That really hard smoke. This one we smoke ourselves also in house. The bacon that we're making, it's just not quite as intense.
That just sort of goes to prove all bacons are not created equal.
That is true.
They are very different. Maybe we need a bacon tasting.
We do.
Ooh.
We do. Who doesn't like bacon?
There's people, I'm sure, vegetarians.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's where the wild mushroom bolognese comes in. So
I think we're onto something with a bacon tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just see the difference in all of them.
Well, I also do a once a month once a month I'm doing a video of something that I'm preparing on the menu, and I've already talked to some of my guys about maybe doing a little segment on how to prepare fresh bacon.
Well, now, where can we see that?
It's actually on YouTube.
Okay.
You can YouTube it. It's also on our website. On the Crossroads website, and I've done a watermelon salad on there, and then this last one I just did was a fried green tomato salad.
All right,
which is on my
menu. I know what I want to blog about next. Well, so we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, let's just make sure everyone knows the web address, www.carolinain.com, then follow the link to
Carolina Crossroads, and then to dining and
menus and all that stuff. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I have around my table today. You're at my table today, Mr. Jimmy Rialli, Chef Jimmy Rialli from Carolina Crossroads.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So I have control of the table today. Not really. You have control. So one of my favorite things, dessert.
Desserts, of course. And when you came out, you had a little sampling.
I did. Three on a plate. Oh, my gosh.
Well, see, after I fed you eight courses.
Who had room for dessert?
I figured I'll be nice and just put three little desserts on one plate.
They were nice, perfect bite size.
Good.
They really weren't. They were.
Well, seriously, can we really taste everything in a bite? You got to have bites.
You do. And you have
multiple bites.
You have to eat slow and savor. Let your eyes roll back
in
your head.
That's right.
You have to let it hit every part of your tongue and your palate.
Well, I'll tell you, with desserts, I have a fantastic pastry chef, Suzanne Menius. She's a veteran in the area as a pastry chef. And what she has on the new menu and some of the things that you tried is a chocolate peanut butter mousse cake with some North Carolina peanuts crumbled on top. It is incredible. That might be one of my favorites, only because I'm a big peanut butter fan. So
not my favorite.
I know you like the bread pudding.
I did, but I'm a bread pudding person.
Yeah, and she makes great bread pudding. And the one that we have on the menu for the fall is a chocolate bread pudding with cherries. And, you know, you can't go wrong with chocolate and cherries. So
no.
That one is going over really well. And then another favorite is she's making a Nutella pound cake with coffee ice cream.
Lovely.
So and a chocolate sauce to go with it. She makes all our own ice creams we make in house, sorbets we make in house, sauces, all the desserts from scratch. So they're well worth coming out.
They are.
Just to come to the bar one night and have a little
coffee
and dessert.
Or a drink, a little glass of Remy
or a little spiced coffee.
Now you know when I say not my favorite, that does not by any stretch of the imagination mean I didn't like it. I just, when I was ranking, everybody could tell that I was really getting into that bread pudding.
The bread pudding? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. If you're a bread pudding fan, it's hard not to.
You've had a big year over there. They've done some renovation to the rooms.
We have.
Really beautiful.
We have. They've changed or renovated some of the rooms, and they're absolutely gorgeous. And then there's also more to come. So we're going to constantly be under, you know, a little bit of construction, but nothing that's going to inconvenience anybody.
Did I overhear that there's a plan for doing something with the bar?
There is at some point.
Okay. It's pretty comfortable right now. So
it is. We just want to make it a little bigger and keep that cozy feel and, you know, make people happy. Get them
in
there.
Well, you know what? You've done a great job. You survived the Fridays on the porch.
That's right.
They're all behind us now. So we're getting ready to move into fall and winter menus. My favorite foods. I miss the summer bounty, but I like comfort foods. So
I do too.
I really appreciate your taking time to come and talk with me because I know how busy you are. Before we go, let's just give web address and street address and all that stuff again.
Sure. You can see what's going on at www.carolinain.com. And then from there, you can go to Carolina Crossroads.
Uh-huh.
And from there, you can just see everything you want to see, menus and pictures and blogs and...
And then just drive uptown and pull in and go in and take
and
a
ask for me.
And ask for Jimmy and he'll take good care of you.
I love talking.
Thank you, Jimmy. Will you come back?
I will anytime. I'll come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's okay. A deal. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.